Welcome back to Coffee in the Swarm, a Project Zion podcast production, coming to you from Graceland University in Lamoni, Iowa. The Swarm is our on-campus snack bar in the Newcomb Student Union. This year, our podcast is co-hosted by campus chaplains Christian Biwa and myself, Aaliyah Farrell, and is hosted by campus minister Mike Hoffman. Coffee in the Swarm is where we interview students at Graceland who are connected to the community of Christ. Today, we are with our guest speaker,
Talina Sepulveda.
Talina, great.
Talina Sepulveda, yeah.
Welcome, welcome.
Awesome. Okay, so to start off, just tell us about yourself, tell us your story, all that good stuff.
Well, I was born and raised in Delta, Colorado, lived there my entire life. I've been a member of Community of Christ for 14 years, I think.
Since you were eight?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Good. Cool.
Did you get baptized and everything?
No, I actually plan on doing that this summer.
Okay, awesome. Oh, awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so I guess we're going to hit you with a speed round of more about you. We're going to start with, what's your favorite TV show slash movie?
Gilmore Girls or Vampire Diaries.
That's a good one. All right, favorite food?
Spaghetti.
Ooh, okay. Furthest place you've traveled?
California. The Redwoods Forest, actually.
Ooh, oh, yeah. That's awesome. So you've been out there. Was that a vacation or?
Church retreat, actually.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, that's super cool.
That is cool. At a church campground?
Yes.
Buckhorn? Mm-hmm. No.
Happy Valley.
Yes, Happy Valley.
Happy Valley. Valley. Okay, yes. All right. Very cool.
Nice. And then last one, what was your hometown campground?
Big Spruce. I live about 25 minutes from there. So
really?
That's nice. Can you tell us the background of why it's called Big Spruce?
There once was a very large Big Spruce tree, one of the largest in the area, but sadly it got struck by lightning and fell down.
Oh, wow.
But was that to the new one?
Okay.
So, okay.
Was that like when you were little, it got struck by lightning and went away? Or
that was maybe within the last 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty recent.
Yeah. Well, nice.
Can you tell us about your year so far?
It's been rough here. Yeah. First semester, being so far away from home has been challenging.
But now, you just started this spring semester.
Yes.
Right. So you came in at between the fall and spring semester.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's been rough.
Yeah, just a little bit. But I have my best friend here, and Andrew has also been a very big help.
And you're talking about Andrew Woolsey.
Andrew Woolsey.
All right.
Yes.
And who's your best friend that's here?
Brianna Greer.
All right.
Nice.
That's awesome. No, I can completely relate to being homesick and not being so far away for the first time.
Definitely. Yeah, because you're also about
Regina, so we live the same distance from here pretty much.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can you tell us?
I am a business management major. I'm gonna think about also adding marketing at some point.
Okay.
I live on Shalom. I was actually placed in Shalom because of Andrew Woolsey's mom, Chandra Newcomb.
Yeah.
So that's kind
was
of
she on Shalom? Is that what?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So awesome. Sort of a legacy student there.
Kind of.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Now, how did you choose business? I mean, as a major.
I want to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Want to open up a fleet of food trucks and write children's books.
Oh, excellent. Nice. Excellent. I love the idea you might pick up marketing. Marketing was my undergraduate major too, so I loved it. I did not go to Graceland, but I loved having a marketing major, so we can talk about that later.
Okay, so what was church like for you back home?
Absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. My childhood was a little rough, so my pastor, Sherry Kirkpatrick, she kind of adopted me and my sister, and she took us everywhere. We went to church every Sunday. She took us to youth retreats and camps and all that stuff. So it was kind of like a saving grace for me.
What was your home congregation?
Delta.
Oh,
it's
Delta.
Not open anymore.
Oh, okay, okay.
It closed over COVID.
Oh.
Yeah.
COVID did a lot of things like that.
Yeah.
So what's to closest to your home? Is there another congregation?
Grand Junction.
Grand Junction. Okay. All right.
Can you describe us your Graceland experience thus far?
It's been amazing, actually. Everyone's been so nice and welcoming and not necessarily forcing me, but forcing me to do stuff.
Yeah.
So it's been good.
You mean strongly encouraging
yeah.
to
yeah.
do things. Yeah. Yeah.
As right. Doing like all the activities and being quote unquote forced to do things, has that helped with your homesickness at all or 100%. Anything like that?
Staying busy has been kind of the one thing that's keeping me sane at the moment.
What would you say has been your favorite activity here so far?
Definitely everything that happened during Black History Month and being on the paper has been amazing.
On the paper, you mean the student newspaper?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Plug in there for the tower.
Yeah, I remember one of our first days, we're in the same self-leadership class, and he was asking us what we wanted to do, and Talene goes, I want to be a children's author. And I was like, that is so freaking cool. Like, what inspires you to want to do that and like pursue that as a career?
When I was little, there weren't many books, children's books, geared toward my specific situations in life. So I thought trying to diversify the children's book community would be extremely helpful for young kids out there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That
makes sense. That'd be great.
What's been your church experience so far at Graceland?
I've been to a couple of afterglows, not many, just a few. That's pretty much it.
Okay. And afterglow is our Wednesday night. It's our major worship service now on Wednesday night. So
yeah. I would like to get more involved in it eventually after get settled on a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, this is, I mean, you know, technically you've been here like what, maybe 9 weeks so far. Yeah. So yeah. This, you're about I don't know how to say this, the earliest, youngest, I don't know, the soonest we've interviewed somebody like, after That's coming true. To Graceland, I think. True. So yeah.
So right. What really like brought you to Graceland, like made you the decision to come like in the spring instead of like waiting a whole nother year until the fall again?
Well, I had applied, I think, when I had first finished school, didn't get in, don't know why. And then I'd just been hanging out at home, kind of going through some things. And I went to summer camp last year, and Chandra Newcomb, she's like, well, I know you're having a hard time. Why don't you come stay with me? I was like, cool. But I have a dog, and she's allergic to dogs. So she's like, well, let's get you into college instead. And so here I am.
Because of her allergies to dogs. Yeah. Why you're at Graceland. Yeah, that's awesome. A great story. That's great.
Do you have your dog here with you on campus?
No, he will be here next semester, though.
Okay, that's awesome. Yes. What kind of dog is it?
He is a pit bull terrier. He's 4 years old. He is in training to be a service dog.
Gotcha.
But he is now my emotional support animal. He's my best friend. I love him.
Yes. What are your life plans for after graduation?
I definitely want to work in church. I have been trained and groomed to take over the campground there.
Oh, really?
I've been given really cool responsibilities these last couple of years.
Like what, if you don't mind me interrupting, what kind of responsibilities have you already had?
Well, after my last year, I aged out of camp. I've been asked to go back to work in the kitchen and to be on staff. I put together a camp work day and brought all kinds of youth so they can kind of get involved, because our youth population is kind of dwindling down there at the moment. So I'm trying to like pick that back up.
That's great.
Sure. Oh, that's awesome. Because I think that trend of like the youth dwindling has been kind of all across. So he's from Iowa, you're from Colorado, I'm from Texas. And it's just like the same patterns we've seen with like everybody we've talked to. So that's really cool what you're doing. So that's awesome.
What are your hopes for Community of Christ in the future?
To get more young people in there. It's,
that's sort of a good follow-up.
A lot of old folks. And I think trying to diversify the Rockies specifically would be.
Yeah. So with younger folks, I used to get asked that. I was in youth ministry for a long time. And I used to get, people would ask me, well, how do we get young people to church? And I used to say, just go where they are. Mm-hmm. Go hang out where they are, as opposed to, like them, they're not just gonna show up at church someday. It's like, hello, I know you don't know me, but I'm now going to go to your church.
I think it's more helpful when you have a younger person trying to bring in younger people other than the older folks trying to bring them into this, like, who I should go hang out with.
Well, so there are some people
unless
that
it's
like
Mike, unless it's Mike, I will hang out with Mike.
I get along better with older people than people my own age anyway. Oh, so that's kind of why.
So there are some, yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you have any closing thoughts?
I appreciate y'all asking me. I was very excited. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for being here. So that wraps up things today for today's episode of Coffee in the Swarm. Thank you guys for listening. This is Aaliyah.
This is Christian.
And this is Mike.
And this is Talena.
Signing off until next time.